this word, this speed.
Radio.
Okay. Peter. Hello and welcome to Miss Worth It Speaks. We are so glad to have you here with us on today as we kick off our topic, a closer look into justice from our organization, Justice from A to Zaius Incorporated. Thank you for being with us. Chelsea Carr, are you there? All right, our co-host should be joining us shortly, and we are excited about the topic because we are celebrating our annual weekend this weekend for our organization, Justice from A to Zaius. And so this has been a fabulous weekend, and we kicked it off with an evening of just socialization at our office branch where we just mingled and had a good time. And then on Saturday, yes, A to Zaius climbed Stone Mountain. I didn't think I was going to make it, y'all, but I did. I sure enough did. I went all the way up, and of course, you know I had to come down, and I did not use the skyline. I walked all the way down. So cheers for myself that at about a couple of more months, 50, I went up and down. Not only did I go up and down, but members of the organization went with us. And so we did the Climb for Justice for our first one this year, and we plan to do it every year as we find ways to stand against all injustices in Atlanta and all of our surrounding sister states and brother states. And we want to encourage you to be a part of anything that we are out there doing to stand against injustice. So after we did that, guess what? We had our annual planning meeting. So, and training. Yes, we train. And so we're excited about that we had a fabulous weekend. This morning we went out and we worshiped, of course, because most of us are Christians. I like to say that just because I am. So we went out and, sorry about that. To all my listeners, I apologize. But we went out and we also released balloons today for in honor of Ernest Zaius Joaquin Barnett, who is the reason that Justice from A to Zaius is here. And so it started out fabulous, and we plan to continue it fabulous on today. So want to let you know, today is our first episode where we are not just talking and socializing for 30 minutes. We are here for 2 hours. So we want to thank you for joining us today. Our co-host, Chelsea Carr, have you joined us today? Hello, Chelsea? All right, well, Cece is not with us today, but we do plan on having some members of Justice from A to Zaius to just call as we began to reflect on a closer look into Justice from A to Zaius. So one of the things I want to do is reflect back to the beginning of the organization. And we started this organization in September of 2013 after Zaius Barnett passed on to be with the Lord. And our purpose for the organization, just to give you a little background, is to kind of take the lead from the things that Zaius worked on himself. He was an advocate of education, and he loved helping young people to make sure they understand the principle of getting a good education, as well as helping them young males to become our men of tomorrow. And so we want to continue this for Zaius, and that is how we decided to establish the Justice from A to Zaius organization. And so with that, I want to just be able to share a couple of reflections about the things that Adazaeus have done in the past, and hopefully, like I said, some of the members will come on and we'll be able to discuss some of the things that we plan to do in the future as well. So just to start it off, let me just tell you the mission. The mission of Justice from Adazaeus, being a 501c3 organization, is for us to raise awareness in all communities, not just in Atlanta, but in North Carolina, New Orleans, just to name a few, on how serious it is out here with the injustices that's going on in our society. The organization also, we attempt to provide knowledge and understanding to all young people and all generations, really, but we are focusing to start with the younger people on the laws and how they differ from state to state and how they affect us, because sometimes we don't understand the laws from one state to another. And so Justice from Adazaeus, we want to help and develop the minds of our youth and others, parents, you know, coworkers, whoever, regarding all different types of forms of injustices. And so we also offer partners. We partner with parents, with the youth, through our mentor program, Mentor Connect, and to their parents to be able to assist them, whether it's the mother, to bring them in to understand that they are women of worth, and how that just because they've had a setback don't mean that that's the end of it. And so we work on all of these things through our organization with just being a better better people in our society. That's what I would like to think of us as. And so we are excited about all that we have started doing. Cece, are you with us today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. Well, hello to you. And so we have our co-host joining us. Cece is our co-host for today. And so, Cece, we started off with this about the closer look into Justice from Adazaeus, and I'm just giving the people a tad bit about the mission as we kicked it off. Is there anything you want to add to that mission as we've kicked off from 2013 and we're now here in 2015 celebrating this weekend our first annual planning meeting and training session? Is there anything you want to add about the purpose of Justice from Adazaeus?
Woo! I am excited both to join and to be a part of such an auspicious organization. I would like to add that we are a forward-thinking organization, and we're always striving to do better things and to do what we do better. And we came together in our minds collectively and come up with some new concepts, some things that we could do to enhance our Mentor Connect program, even by way of getting a central location, and to have our mentors think outside of their present circumstances to entrepreneurship and setting some things up. So it's just really exciting to actually give firsthand connections with the youngsters that we work with, mentoring them and getting opportunity to get into the community and get our hands dirty with sweat equity. So I was just excited about that, and I'm excited about the fact that we're raising the bar to do more than we've already been doing. We've been doing quite a bit to be such a young organization.
Right. And just, you know, as we're going to begin, as we're just starting off, we're really reflecting right now on, you know, what our purpose is. And our purpose is just what Cece was talking about with our Mentor Connect. Our purpose is really touching the youth in some way, form, or fashion. And so as we go on, we want to also, you know, bring things to another level. And so we're just going to take and get a caller on, because we may have a caller from the organization who wants to just talk about that beginning phase as they reflect back to the beginning when Justice Adazaeus got started. So hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Thank you for calling in. And can you state your name for us, please?
How's everybody doing? This is Sean Williams. I'm actually Director of Marketing for the organization, Adazaeus.
Thank you, Sean. And so, Sean, as we kick off with our topic, a closer look into Justice from Adazaeus, and we've just kind of elaborated, I brought some things up about our mission statement. What would you say about the beginning stages of our organization?
I think, first of all, I'm glad to be a part of it. And as being a part of it, I like I'm excited, happy, and elated about the development and the growth that we've made and the strides that we've made in such a short period of time. And just reflecting back to the beginning of its initial birth and what it stood for and what the organization was about, one of the things that stood out to me was the fact that we wanted to be a staple in the community, not only to bring awareness, but also be an advocate, an aid, helping other families, other organizations, other people who have gone through similar things, uplifting them and helping them get to a certain level and help their awareness of their happiness come and be brought to fruition and actually
right.
put their movements out there as well. So I like the fact that we're not just about our organization. We're about, as you said earlier, about one unified movement. The thing that unifies us is justice, and we're justice seekers. And I like to see how we've grown in that regard.
That's good, good, great job. We have another caller. Let's get them to chime in on where we're at, talking about the beginning of the mission for Justice from A to Z. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling in. Can you state your name? Hello? Okay, I think maybe that caller dropped. If you do hear us, please give us a call back. We would love to hear from you. And if you're out there, A to Z members, if you're listening, please call in to chat with us about your experience of being a member of the organization, or if you are affiliated with us in some way, maybe you're a volunteer or you reach out, you know, to partner with us in any way, please give us a call as we continue to reflect on Justice from A to Z, a closer look into our past, our present, and we're going to give you a little bit about our future. And so as we continue on, one, I want to kind of just show you all, as we go forward, Ms. Worthy speaks, I am the president of Justice from A to Z. And Ms. Worthy Speaks is just a segment, it's one of our segments of the Justice from A to Z organization. We have formed this as a platform to be able to voice, to have a voice in the community, to have a voice in society. And so this is our way to be able to, not only as you see us on the streets and you see us working with youth, we want to have this open platform to be able to talk to you about different things. And talk to you on many topics from our organization, spiritual, football, music, what have you. So please join us every chance you can. On Sundays, Ms. Worthy Speaks will be here live, but Justice from A to Z will be bringing other radio platforms to you beginning this week. So look for it and always join us. But I want to show you my new design, since we did have our marketing director call in. So I'm going to show off my new shirt for Miss Worthy Speaks. And as you can see, yes, it is Miss Worthy. And you see me in all of my many, in a couple of my many faces on this shirt. And we also just kicked off our new shirt for all of you out there who know that you are worth it. And you know what? It could be a man or a woman. If you feel you worth it, make sure that starting Monday, you check out our website, www.atozaeus.com, and see our new line of shirts. And I Am Worth It is one of those shirts. And if I was you, I snagged that shirt, because guess what? I know I'm worth it. What about you, Sean? Because he is the designer of all of Justice from A to Z and Miss Worth It, a paraphernalia.
Yeah,
so what about you, Sean? Do you think you're worth it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To tell the world.
Huh?
But I'm going to get me a couple of those shirts to tell the world.
So y'all heard it live. And if I can, if I remember correctly, if she haven't changed her clothes, because I did get to see CC today, and she left wearing our first I Am Worth It shirt. And so, CC, tell us a little bit about that experience real quick when you stopped at QT, because I think Sean would love to hear about it.
Yes, I am proudly sporting my I Am Worth It t-shirt from the Miss Worth It brand. And I went into the QT store today, and everyone that I approached had a comment regarding the shirt. Gentleman, one gentleman I passed, he said, I am too. And it took me a minute because I didn't really remember at the time. And I, oh, yeah, I know that's right. That was my response. And the gentleman and the lady that were at the counter were reading the shirt. And I said, well, when you quote it, you're saying it for me as well as yourself. So it was quite a great experience. And also a conversation started. We could drive them to our website to get their paraphernalia, not only support Ms. Worth It and all the extraordinary things she does in conjunction with A to Z, but just to know that they have worth. Remind them.
Exactly, Cece, and that was one of the reasons that, you know, we decided that it was time that I have a brand, because I really believe and know that I am a woman of worth, and God led me to start a women's group. You know, it's small, but it show about being a woman of worth, a woman of righteousness, truth, and honor, but also a man can be a man that is worth it as well, a male. And so we just wanted to go ahead and get that out there. And I love the fact about the shirts. You'll see on the back a quote from Miss Worth It as I continue to allow my mind to be used to elevate you in my words. And so actually I want to show you a quick picture of the new Miss Worth, the new I Am Worth It shirt. Miss Carr, we did do a picture, so we want to go ahead and kind of show that off a little bit. And as you can see, Miss Cece is wearing I Am Worth It, and I'll give you a little bit of that background just 1 second, and there we go. I don't think you'll be able to read my quote very well, and I would go ahead and read it for you, but I read it once, and now you have to buy the shirt so that you can know exactly what it's talking about. But it definitely describes how much you are worth in the eyes of our Almighty God, and really, which should be in your own eyes as well. So that's also a little bit about us. You know, we kicked off Justice from A to Z with shirts. We put them out there because we're all part of the styles that go on. We're kind of stylish people. We like to be in the fad. And Zayas Barnett was definitely a really stylish and dapper guy. You know, he was right. When he came out right. And so we started that, right, Sean? Tell us a little bit about when we first began, how, you know, T-shirts was out. It started our thing, to being our thing as well.
Yeah, when we when everything first happened, in an effort to bring awareness to the situation or the causing before the organization itself was formulated, we pretty much started a movement, and that movement was Justice, hashtag Justice for Zayas. And we decided to put it on a shirt, and it was just a couple of us, the family, friends, and associates. We just wore the shirts, and not even knowing the impact that it would make, several people, not even knowing Zayas, just wanted to support the movement, and they purchased shirts and several shirts at that, and it turned into a big thing. So that spun off all kinds of T-shirt lines and T-shirt quotes, and now here we are.
Exactly. And so, you know, while we talk about the Miss Worth It shirts and the new lines that we have always been out there. And I just want to put it out there because every shirt that is sold, the funds go toward the organization Justice from A to Z Inc. to allow us to help people in the community, such as our mentors, our mentees with the Mentor Connect program. It allows us to, you know, bring them knowledge and understanding about different things. It allows us to bring them to museums and educate them. It allows us to work with them just on a day-to-day basis. And so please don't sleep on this, because, one, you're going to love the T-shirt. And so, you know, T-shirts is the thing today. You know, we all trying to look nice. And we all, especially hot as it is in Atlanta, we won't be fly, but we also want to be comfortable. And so, you know, everybody's wearing them, and so you get yours too. And just to give you a little bit about Zayas, we're going to show you some of his pictures to show you that this kid loves to be fly. So, you know, there he is, suited and booted, and, you know, just looking fly like he always was, boy, when that boy came out, and he loved to dress. Let's get this old shot of him from a young boy going to, you know, different proms and military balls. He was always wanting to look sharp, and so we hold to that standard as well, and most of us Sean, CC, myself, our chairman, and mostly everybody in the organization always like to dress. Look, check him out with his bow tie, hanging out with his friends. We're going to show you a couple of more pictures here. And this will be up so that you can go and check it out. There he is, sharp as ever. He was always sharp as a tack when he come out now. So don't sleep on us. Our T-shirts are a reflection of Zayas and A to Zayas organization, but most importantly, the funds are coming back to the organization for us to impact our society. And so thank you so much, because I know that you're going to go on the website and you are going to be excited about purchasing your shirt. So as we continue, we're going to take a little break right now. We want you to listen to a speaker when back in the day. This should be like a throwback Thursday, but anyway, we're going to call it a Reflection Sunday. What y'all think about that, CC and Sean? A Reflection Sunday, that sounds good, right?
Yes.
I bet Sean trying to be more creative. Sean, did you come up with another name?
I mean, I did, but we're going to run with that right now.
Okay, good. He ain't going to try to shine on me. You know, he always try to go in with his creativity. So we're going to do a Reflection Sunday, and I want you to just listen for a few minutes to Darren Henson. If you don't know who Darren Henson is, let me see if I can help you remember. What about soul food? Y'all remember the chocolate guy, nice-looking guy who was on soul food? That's Darren Henson. What else was he on? Let me think. Sean, can you help me out?
He's a choreographer he did choreography for Michael Jackson, Backstreet Boys. He created the DVD, okay. The dance DVD, Darren Dance Moves. He was one of the main characters in Stomp the Yard, and I haven't gone.
That's
to see this movie
one I was
long.
Looking for, Sean, right there, Stomp the Yard. Now I didn't know all about that choreography, but yeah, he was in Stomp the Yard. That's the one. And what else?
I'm not going to go see this movie you all made, but he's one of the newest stars in the new movie Chocolate City. I'm not going to go see it.
Oh, yeah, Chocolate City. I saw a little clip of that. Yeah, he is Chocolate Lady.
I'm good.
Well, we know Sean wouldn't. The male's probably not really, you know, into that. Not that I may see the movie, who knows, you know, educate myself. But anyway, we wanted to just give you a little bit about Darren Henson, an American choreographer, a dancer, actor, as Sean said, director and producer, but he was best known for his instructional dance video, Darren's Dance Grooves. So he took the time out of his busy schedule to come to one of our first rallies that we had here in Atlanta. Change gonna come, and we still believe that change is gonna come. So we're gonna take a quick break. Check out Darren Henson as he inspire you.
Co-workers, new relationships that became co-workers that quickly went to friends and then to brothers. So for me, it's a big opportunity and a huge privilege for me to stand here to have that on my shirt. You know, he likes shine, so I'm sure he's loving this right now. To have this. So thank you guys all for coming out. Anybody who's new today knows that the best way to make Zayas have fun was for you guys to have fun around him. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to make sure that we're enjoying ourselves, that we're having fun, that we're having a great time. So again, on behalf of the entire Justice for Zayas organization, on behalf of all of Zayas' family and friends, welcome. Thank you guys for coming out. Our first speaker is going to be Mr. Darren Henson. A lot of you guys may know him from Soul Food, from Stomp the Yard. He's an actor, he's a motivational speaker, he's a choreographer, he's anything that you can think under the sun. So we're so excited because the personal story, he feels very connected to the movement. So we're so excited to have him here. So if you guys will welcome Mr. Darren Henson.
Peace and blessings. I want to greet everybody. One of the reasons that I came is because clearly what's going on in our country right now seems to be a consistent movement that's happening. And one of the things that I wanted to tell you all here in Atlanta, some of the things I might say to you, you might not like the way it sounds, but I didn't come to massage your ego, and I definitely didn't come to massage mine. The reason that I am here is because I have a voice, and I would like to use my voice in the community. I don't think this is a campaign that needs to happen just in the city of Atlanta. I think this needs to become a national campaign. One of the things that you all need to do, it is a necessity. This is something that I say, people know that they should tweet, people know that they should make calls, people know that they should write letters, people know that they should show up at town hall meetings. Most people should all over themselves, okay? We have to turn our shoulds into musts, okay? There was injustice that happened, very similar to what we saw can happen within the Trayvon Martin case, where there was no justice served. I mean, a blind man can see what actually happened, and it's happening again here, where possibly, allegedly, a phone call may have been made and told the attorney to stand down and not get involved. You see, so within the situation that we had back in the 1960s, where people became powerful because of their actions, I'm going to go to the Bible for 1 second, but I'm not going to be religious. It says, knock and the door shall be opened. Ask and ye shall receive. And have faith without work is dead. Which simply means you must knock. That is an action word. You must ask for help. That is an action. And to have faith without doing the work is senseless. You must be willing to take time off. You must be willing to write if you have not written. You must be willing to stand in front of town halls and to develop amongst family and friends to do the same until it becomes hundreds and thousands of people standing for someone to make a move, which simply means if we can raise money for movies like Spike Lee is doing, you can raise money the same way to help create a situation of justice. We can empower ourselves by responsibility, and responsibility simply means responding to our ability. What is our ability? Well, it's whatever we deem it to be. It doesn't mean that we stop on social networks. Somebody in Europe said, in Europe, when we don't agree with something, we shut the business down. We protest. We make sure that our positions and our voices are felt and heard. In America, you guys get on the internet. Being on the internet in your houses or on your cell phones are not going to create and stop the movement. It will assist in the movement, but what happens is that people talk and then 1 week they forget. We cannot forget. We have to create a social movement. We have to create a movement within the community, and you need what is called a stoker. Back in the 60s, a stoker, would be somebody who would bridge people together, somebody who would speak on your behalf. Because it is happening so much, it is not an isolated incident in America where we see somebody would be interested, because it's happening all over the place. It happened in Chicago, you know? It happened in Florida again, right? It happened in New York again. So it's happening, and what happens is when it consistently happens and nothing is done about it, it perpetuates it and it quantifies it. They keep doing it. And I'm gonna say, here in Georgia, this still is the good old boy state. Yes, you can buy a house for cheaper than you can buy it in New York and LA. But trust me, they're still hanging the Confederate flag in their own homes. You have to know where you live, and you have to know what they will do if you allow them. This was wrong, it is seen as wrong, and what we have to do is raise awareness by it. One way of doing this is bringing it right to their doorstep. It is writing letters, it is sending videos of people saying they want.
We are back, and with Miss Worth It Speak, that was none other than Darren Henson speaking at the first Justice from A to Z is Change Gonna Come rally. And I want you all to know that you can continue to listen to that clip by going to our YouTube page, Justice from A to Zaius YouTube, where you can see and hear the video of Darren Henson, as well as you can view this show on our social media page, Justice from A to Zaius Facebook. You can go to YouTube Zora, that is Zoraheinc, YouTube, and check out this show as well. And we do encourage you to do so. So thank you all. I hope that you heard Darren. Darren said some powerful things. He made some powerful statements. But what I like at the end, what I like about it is that he talked about how we have to take a stand, how what is going on in our society is wrong, and we must have a voice, but we also must do more than just talk about it and then let it fade away. And so Justice from A to Zaius kicked off in September of 2013, and we are still standing. We are still going out here to marches. We're going out here speaking to people. We're working with youth, inspiring them, encouraging them, and teaching them about the injustice that are taking place in our society. We're still helping them. And so with that being said, we want to allow another caller in to see if they have any reflections on a closer look into the justice, into Justice from A to Zaius, and where we've been and where we're going. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Can you state your name, please?
My name is Shalalia Hall.
Oh, hey, Eulalia. So we have great, 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 another Justice from A to Zaius member. Okay, Miss Eulalia, can you tell us what do you do at the with the organization Justice from A to Zaius?
Yes, I am the Ethics and Compliance Officer and also Acting Secretary for Justice from A to Zaius.
Awesome, awesome. So we have our compliance officer on the line who definitely makes sure that we're doing everything that we're supposed to be doing legally. And so we greatly appreciate you and thank you for joining us today, Eulalia. Do you have any reflections about the organization, you know, since we started?
Yes. My reflection is since we started, we have grown. We have been able to do many activities that impact the community as well as impact lives. And it's an awesome feeling to be able to touch lives and to make a difference in the world. And it's just such a powerful impact, which makes myself better, which also makes our organization better, as well as those lives we're touching. And I'm just so happy
right.
to be a part of it.
Great, great. So we encourage you all. Thank you for that, Eulalia. We encourage, you know, all of you to, you know, constantly check us out. Go to our website, www.atozaius.com. See what we have going on. You can volunteer on the website. You can make donations, and we do encourage you to donate into the lives of young people. There are many ways to donate to impact lives. You can donate with your finances. You can donate your time. You can donate your ideas. So please, please, do not feel that if you don't have financial donations at the time that you cannot be a part of making an impact into the lives of young people. And Justice from A to Zaius, that's just what we're about. We're about impacting lives, no matter how young or how old. And we also are about partnering with other organizations. We also partner with Dope Fest out of D.C. Don't Oppress the People Ever or Everywhere. Which word is it, Sean? I always get it mixed up.
Ever.
Ever. Don't Oppress
ever.
The People Ever. Exactly. And so we partner with them. We've also done some small partnering as well. And since we are talking about a reflection of Justice from A to Zaius, I want to send a shout out to Infusions Bistro. Oh, my goodness. They were always awesome for us in the very beginning. Y'all know how many times we went over to Infusions for a meeting or a gathering, and we just had a great time, wouldn't you say? Did I lose all of you guys?
Yes.
I remember, and I love, love, love their red velvet waffles and their little lamb chops. And Infusions, we hope that someone out there is listening. Come back to us. We know that you all are in a hiatus for a little while. I hope it's a little while. I know you guys were doing some renovations, but we want to thank Desmond and Infusions for their hospitality, for their kindness, for their donations. They were, they have always been great sponsors. They sponsor toys. We kicked off doing the toy drive. We've done, what, two now so far? Yeah, 13 and 14. This year will be our third annual toy drive. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Go A to Zayas. Yes. And Infusions have always been big about that. And so as we're reflecting, I want to talk about a lot of the things that we have done. So I'm talking about first the toy drive. The toy drive is amazing. You know, we get the community involved from Atlanta to North Carolina, even some in Charlotte, North Carolina, involved to donate toys. People not only have donated toys, but they've donated clothes and they've donated money so that we can buy not just toys but gifts for the children in different urban communities. And so it has always been awesome because I personally have enjoyed seeing the faces on these children and the grandparents. You know, we see parents too, but the grandparents are so touched, you know. And if you go to our website, you probably still can see some pictures of the things that we've done and see some of the times when we were out there for the toy drive. So, guys, we still have our co-star, CC with us, as well as our marketing director, Sean Williams, and our compliance officer, Ms. Shalalia Hall, with us. So we're going to chit-chat, and they're going to tell you a little bit about our toy drive and what they get out of it as well. And also, let me let you know, CC is Chelsea Carr, our executive administrator for the organization Justice from A to Z. So I am so glad to have at least three of our members on the line. And if the rest of you are out there sleeping, I know you might be napping because we had a heck of a weekend. That mountain and whipped their butts. Sean trying to sound like he all good, but all of us got a good beat down, honey. So if you're listening, please call in and chit-chat with us at 516-595-8103. So tell me, guys, if you're still there, who I got with me. I still have Sean and Chelsea. I think Ms. Shalalia dropped off.
Yes.
I'm here.
So, yeah, let's talk about this toy drive thing that we have going on. What y'all think about it? What has it done for you, or what have you received from it?
Wow, this is Cece. And the toy drive has done more for me than I think than some of the people that we help with it. And, I mean, their smiles and gratitude for miles. But when you can see your efforts being appreciated on such a magnitude. I mean, for me, it's just priceless. When you see the children coming out, they're smiling, they're excited. It's a renewed hope, a renewed faith. And we go into communities that aren't frequented by people and positive things. And so the youth are just excited to see someone coming into community, their community doing something positive that represents
exactly
something that they associated with.
So, Cece, what is one of the things that stood out to you the most when you came out to a toy drive?
Oh my goodness! How the parents embrace us being there.
Yeah, and that's always definitely touching and inspiring all in itself. And so I said one because I know you can find many. We have another caller in. We're going to let them jump on before we bring Sean back to get a reflection just so that they can go ahead and join us. Good afternoon. Who do we have joining us this evening? Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Who do we have calling with us today?
This is Mr. Jerry Green.
Hi, Mr. Green. Can you tell the listeners who you are to Justice from A to Zayas?
Hey, everybody. I am the chairman of the board for Justice from A to Zayas, also a member. So, yeah, that's me.
Well, thank you for waking up and giving us a call because, see, he had a beat down too, y'all, with Stone Mountain. We all have just had a heck of a weekend, but I'm keep talking about that mountain because, baby, yes, I was so glad I made it to the top, and I only made it to the top because Gary kept saying, "Mine, you can do it, you can do it." Y'all do know he's my son. And then I know Zeus was looking down from heaven talking about, "Mine, for real, get up that mountain, get up that mountain." Now, Deontay may have given me some slack, but then again, I don't know. So, but I did it. But don't they sound tired, y'all? I know if y'all was on this line, y'all would be saying it. So please, if you want to chime in and talk about how tired we sound, call us at 516-595-8103. So, Gary and Sean, we're talking about the toy drive and how inspiring, you know, Cece was saying, just the parents, you know, their reactions and stuff like that is just one of the things that stand out to her the most. So, Sean, what would you say about the toy drive and what, you know, what do you get out of it? What touches your heart about the toy drive?
For me, I'm a young parent. I'm young in life and young in the age of my kids of 4 and 7. And oftentimes I overlook the fact that I am and they are very, very blessed. And to be able to go to these neighborhoods and see how these kids are living and be able to give them something that they probably wouldn't have gotten, which a few of them have said, "I've never received anything like this," is inspiring to me. And I've shared that with my kids. I've brought them with this on some occasions, and I get that the most. I overlook how blessed we really are, and that kind of brings you back to reality. You know what I mean? And so,
and that's right, Sean, because sometimes we forget how blessed we are. One of our members was just sharing with me a few minutes ago, and I hope he call in. He is our community outreach coordinator. I hope he get a chance to call in to chat with us. But he mentioned how a situation or a circumstance that occurred today really made him know, you know, he's blessed. And he stated something about, you know, when, you know, just being able to wake up in the morning. Sometimes we talking about we can't, you know, if somebody say, I think it was count your blessings or something like that. And he was like, sometimes, you know, people don't know what to say. It's like, what are you thankful for? And they're like, he's like, shoot, I'm thankful just to wake up. I'm thankful to be alive. And I was so inspired, you know, when he came to sit and share with me, actually, an awesome transition for him on today. And, you know, we sometimes take the little things for granted. And so, Sean, you are so right. And that is awesome that you sit down and tell your kids. And many of our members have brought their children out to different events. And the toy drive is one of the biggest. And so I left you for last, Mr. Green, because this was his vision. This was one of the things that he came up with, and it was easy for me to be receptive to it because with my kids growing up, we would always try to find a family, and I would do a little gathering before Christmas and have friends bring gifts, and we would donate whatever gifts we got to that specific family. And so with that being said, Gary, with you, you know, being the one, the champion of the toy drive, wanting to make sure that we do this and now, you know, kind of transition it to more of a gift drive because, you know, it's not really just about toys. It's about meeting the needs of these children. How would you say this, you know, what do you have to say about the toy drive?
The toy drive is fun to me. I have fun with it. I just love to see how happy the kids get. And, you know, just to be able to fill that void for them, you know what I'm saying? Because people, you know, it's a lot of people who come from great backgrounds and great families, but then you have those who suffer from just poverty. So they've never been given anything. They're not used to people just coming and thinking about them, you know what I mean, out of the blue. So I kind of like showing that part just to, you know, give back and just to let the kids know, like, somebody do care. You know what I mean? They do matter on a bigger scale than just your neighborhood or your parents, you know what I mean? There's people out here who want to see you succeed and want to help you instead of just, you know, being one of those people who sit back and watch the news and just talk about the problems all day. We're trying to, you know, build a bridge, that gap where you can kind of talk to them while they're young and plant those seeds. So that's how I feel about it. It just helped me give back.
Right. And that's awesome. And I can truly honestly say that I do see the joy that you guys get when you're at the toy drive. I mean, everybody just really have a great time. And just like I told you, you can go on our website, but you can also go to our Justice from A to Zayas or A to Zayas Facebook or any of our social medias, Instagram, and check out the pictures of our toy drives and just see the beautiful faces and the eyes when they're being given something and, you know, just the joy that's in it. Also, you know, I was talking about how we sound beat down because y'all see my voice is kind of going out, in and out, but you can go to our Instagram and check out the pictures for the climb to see that we really did climb Stone Mountain. We're not lying, y'all, for real. We really did. I know y'all like Miss Zora did not, Miss Worth It. You know, some of y'all know me by Miss Zora, but yes, it is Miss Worth It now. But I know y'all don't believe I did it, but I did. But yes, so the toy drive is just amazing. This year, before we move on to what we've been doing recently, some bigger, you know, every year gets a little bit better and we get a little bit more stuff going on. And we're just really excited. And, you know, let me say this before I even go there. We are a nonprofit organization who we really fund everything ourselves and with the help of you who donate to our organization. We have not at this time received any big money from the government, but guess what? We make it happen, and that's what I love, because Zayas Burnett was a young man who make it happen. My son, Gary Green, is a young man who make things happen. My daughter, Deontay Green, make things happen. And my nephew and every member of this organization that are presently members of this organization, they are willing to go the extra mile to make things happen, like help the youth. So I want you to know, we thank you. We thank you for your donations. We thank you for your time. We thank you for your kindness, your inspiration, everything that you have given. Because really, without you, it would just be us making things happen. We would still make it happen, but it may be on a smaller scale. But I want to encourage everybody that's listening, all of our social media followers, all of our volunteers, all of our sponsors. We want to send a shout out to Tax City USA, one of our newest sponsors, Omega Psi Phi, the other one, Kappa Alpha. I got to look it up. I'm going to look it up, y'all, because they just sponsored us for a recent event. We want to thank you all. Guys, don't we want to thank them for all that they are doing to make things better for the youth in the community, for our organization, to inspire us and to push us, to give us the ability to continue to do great and awesome things. We thank you.
Thank you.
So, hoo-hoo-hoo for all of the people. And look, check it out. We want you to know, it's just not people in Atlanta that sponsors and help. We got people from North Carolina. We got people from New Orleans. We got people from D.C. We have people that help us out. Gary, where's the young lady who's in the military? She's away somewhere.
She's in Colorado.
In Colorado. So we got people that get on social media and they make a difference. Trust me, sometimes you may not have hundreds or thousands of dollars to give, but if you give a dollar to an organization that you know making a difference, and we put it out there, we want you to see that we do the work. We go out here with these kids, and you could go down there and ask them. $1 can make a difference. 1 hour that you volunteer to go out with us to speak into the life of a youth makes a difference. So this year, our toy drive is now our 2015 gift, I think it's gift giveaway. We want you to be a part. We want this to be so big that we not only hit the communities on the south side, but we want to hit the communities that, you know, are less fortunate than us, but still blessed. Because they're living and they have people like us who care. Because it's a bad thing when you don't have nobody who care about you. I'm so glad that there was people who cared about me. I'm so glad that there are still people who care about me. So we want you to be a part of our A to Zayas 2015 gift giveaway. Not just donating, but donating gifts, but also donating your time. That is going to be kicking off, and we're going to kick it off early this year because we want it to be spectacular. And in order for that to happen, we want you to be a part of it. So make sure that you stay connected by going to www.adazaeus.com, going to our Facebook page, Adazaeus, going to our Instagram, Adazaeus, going to our Twitter, Adazaeus, and even going to Miss Worth It Speaks on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Please, please, please don't forget, we want to touch one life at a time, but with you, we probably can touch more than that at one time. So, talking about the things we did in the past, let's talk about some of the things we got going on in the present. CC, kick it off. I know you got some good stuff to tell the people that Justice from A to Zaeus is doing right now.
We're educating the community. We're doing community service adventures. We already talk about consistently our mentor connect, but we are just getting our hands involved with partnership, you know, like you said, connecting with other like-minded individuals such as the Mighty Men of Omega stop by, and even in our local community, we have the ABC Gym that's partnered with us and willing to give our children sponsorships as well as gym memberships to get in and positively deserve their energy.
Exactly. Partnering with other people and talking about partnership, we just had Einstein Bagel to partner with us so that we could be nutritionalized. Is that a word, y'all?
It is now.
Miss Worthy just made up a new word, nutritionalized. So look, Einstein Bagel donated a whole box of bagels for us so that before we head up on that mountain, you know, we could get something to eat and wouldn't be too heavy. But look, not only did it last for that, we had some for this morning too. And our Little Miss Worth It, oh yeah, y'all, we have a Little Miss Worth It. So for all y'all have those cute little girls, our Little Miss Worth It, Miss Dariah, Princess Dariah Lisa Wells, who is the granddaughter of your Miss Worth It and the niece of our board chairman, was tearing those bagels up. Did y'all see how that girl kept eating those bagels?
Yes.
How many bagels did she have? How many bagels y'all think she had?
I know she had at least three.
Well, you know what? I hope she's listening so she can join. We're going to ask her. So if she's listening, maybe she could come on the set and we can ask her so she could give us the true number. So Miss Dariah Lisa Wells, if you're listening, please join me and on the set and so you can tell the truth about how many bagels. But we want to thank you, Einstein Bagel, for providing the bagels to us. So as Cece was saying, partnering with other organizations, other businesses, and that is such an honor and such a privilege to be able to partner, because when we come together, the more we come together, the more things we can make happen. And so partnering is one of the things that we are doing right now, and we're really excited about it. Say, check this out. Gary, what are some other things that we have going on right now?
Say again?
What are some other things Justice from A to Zaeus has going on right now?
We have, what is it, next month I think we're going to have like a field day or a park day with the mentees.
Yep, exactly. Sean, anything you could think of?
Yes, you spoke earlier about Omega Psi Phi. Well, we've partnered with Omega Psi Phi in an effort to provide scholarships for kids and helping them in their transition from high school to college. So we're doing that now, as well as we're just now in talks and negotiations with how we're going to work with North Dakota Parks and Recreation, where we'll be a major contributor with their organization. So we got a lot of things, and like you said, the key thing this year is joining forces to make any movement that we're a part of, that others are a part of, stronger.
Yes, exactly. So as you can see, guys, listeners, are really on a move. We are trying to really make things happen out here. And so we want our audience to know that it will be awesome to have you to partner with us in some way, form, or fashion as we continue to work with the youth, as we begin to branch out and work with parents. As our chairman was telling you, we are getting ready to do a park thing with the kids, with the mentees, and we just took them to Six Flags, and boy, we had a great time. Our chairman and our marketing director, Sean and Gary, they was a little teed off because they wasn't anticipating getting soaking wet on one of those rides. Oh, boy. Did we get wet? We thought we was going to get a little splash here and there. But all my dreads was wet. What about yours, Gary? Did your hair get wet?
Every part of me got wet.
I don't have dreads, and my hair was wet, and I don't have hair.
Exactly.
Nobody winning that for all that.
And CeCe, you missed it, girl. We just thought we was going to get a little splashy in there, honey. We were soaking wet. So we just, and it was many of you that allowed that to happen for us. You really donated, you know, funds to be able to allow these kids to be able to go to kick off their summer with a time at Six Flags. But it was also educational, too. We got the time to, you know, sit and talk to them and educate them on different things and just have that one-on-one experience with them. But it was an amazing, really amazing time. And so we're doing things like that. We're also in the process of doing our every other Saturday, which is kind of like our Positive Response Summit program, where we will be bringing the youth into to really work with them on just things that they may have been lacking in school for the past school season, to help them to prepare for next school term, as well as teaching them about the injustices that go on, but also teaching them about the laws, and so that they can be aware and they will know what the law states when they're out and about in the communities and in different places. And so we have a lot going on right now, and we're excited about it. And we're going to take a quick break and talk about more about our positive response program and how you can be a part of that. And so I want to take a break right now, and I want you to listen, if you will, to a clip of one of our rallies that we first had. Here we go.
Give us your son's full name so the public can begin to resonate with your son and his situation.
My son's name was Ernest Zayas Barnett, and you'll see it all out there, Pound Justice for Zayas, the number 4. You can check us out on Facebook, hashtag Justice Number 4 Zayas. It does not take over 10 shots to stop a young man who was already going down to the ground with the first 2 shots.
Let me ask you this, Ms. Walls. For over the last 450 years, black men and women in America has been served injustice. Is it time for this particular injustice to stop?
It is time for it to stop. It should have been stopped, and we're not stopping. You will see us, because it's not a moment. It's a movement, and it's a movement for the rest of our lives.
And there it is, folks, live downtown here in Atlanta, talking about the Trayvon Martin situation. Miss Wall's son, of course, was shot down by unjust police. Change must take place, folks. It's not a moment, it's a movement. Stay tuned right here at NBTV.
We are back with Miss Worth It Speaks. Live on the set, and we have our co-hosts with us today, CeCe Carr, as well as members of Justice from A to Zayas. We have our marketing director, Mr. Sean Williams, and our board chairman, Mr. Gary Green. Welcome back, guys. Yay!
And Ms. Worth, we still have our compliance officer on, too.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. And we still have our compliance officer, Miss Eulalia Hall, with us. I apologize for that. Well, guys, we're back. You heard one of the first clips at the Trayvon Martin rally of an interview of yours truly, your president. And, you know, just talking a little bit about, you know, what had happened, what transpired with my son. And, you know, we don't stay just digging in it, but we know that justice will be served, that we know that we're going to get justice, and we encourage every family out there who have been affected by an injustice with your child being murdered or molested or just whatever the case may be. I want you to know that there is a God, and that if you just trust in him, you can definitely believe. Well, personally, I do. Del Zora Wall, Miss Worth, it does believe that justice will be served. And so don't lose hope, stay encouraged, and just know that, you know, every cop, every person, every teacher, every pastor, every individual in this world, that they're all not bad. And we're looking for all of the good ones, all of the ones that stand up for, that know what is right, whether you're an officer, whether you're a teacher, whether you're an administrator, whoever you are, we're calling you out to take a stand. And don't just keep a closed mouth when you see injustices. Don't just keep a closed mouth when you see a child being mistreated. Don't keep a closed mouth when your partner, you know, shouldn't have pulled that trigger. Stand up for what's right. And yeah, you may be thinking, but I have family. I have a family and I have mouths to feed. Well, so did that person who was killed unjustly. So did that person who was molested. So did that person who was done injustice. They have a family too. And so please stand up for what's right. And that's what Ms. Worth It is all about. This show is about standing up for what's right and speaking the truth on every occasion. And so we thank you, listeners, for being back with us on A Closer Look into Justice from A to Zayas. And guess what? We have our little Miss Worth It on set. Hello, Mr. Raya.
Hey.
Say hello to the audience.
Hello.
Tell them your name.
Daraya.
Daraya what?
Lisa Wells.
And how old are you, Daraya?
4 years old.
Oh, wow. Look at here. I'm telling you, not just because she's my granddaughter, y'all, but this little girl right here, not only is she beautiful and chocolate, but she's quite bright. Wouldn't you guys say? Oh, they don't want to say. So did y'all leave us? Y'all don't want to give Daraya no props?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, baby, I wish y'all, show your face to the camera, what you did when that person said you all right. Look at the camera and show them. Check it out. Y'all can go to YouTube. Y'all can go to Facebook after this and check out this video next week and see the look on Miss Daraya's face. So, Miss, little Miss,
yes.
Tell us, how many bagels did you eat? The audience want to know, how many bagels did you eat? All our listeners want to know. She's counting. One and two and three and.
I ate five.
Wow! Did you guys hear that? She ate five.
And was just in there asking for a bagel sandwich.
Wow! And
I want to eat a bagel sandwich.
She want to make it number six. Wow! Well, Daraya, Einstein Bagel want to thank you for loving their bagels. Believe that, and we're gonna take you up there so you can tell them thank you, because those bagels were good, huh?
Yeah.
How did you enjoy?
I like the strawberry bagels.
You like the strawberry bagels? Oh, wow!
But I ate all of them.
Well, that's good. So let me ask you, Ms. Daraya, Mrs. Little Worth It, how did you enjoy the Justice for Zayas walk up Stone Mountain?
Good.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Did you walk up the entire mountain? Did you walk all the way to the top?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Were you tired?
Yes.
You was? How did you come down? Did somebody carry you down?
No. I walk down by myself, but I be careful on those rocks. They make me fall.
Wow. So, guys, you heard it for yourself out of Miss Little Worth It's mouth. She walked down. Little Miss Worth It says she walked down by herself, but she was very careful because she didn't want to slip on the rocks. Well, we thank you for joining us today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, wait, before you leave, did anybody have any questions for Little Miss Worth It?
I'm also scared to ask. What was the most exciting part of your weekend this weekend, Dariah?
Good.
No, what was the most exciting part of your weekend? What part that you liked the most this weekend? Was it going up the mountain, or was it at the meeting, or was it at church, or was it at the balloon release, or was it just sitting, having fun with everybody?
The balloon release.
Did you hear, CC?
Awesome. Yes, the balloon release. That's awesome, Dariah.
Well, Dariah, why was the balloon release so nice?
Because
what?
I like the balloons because I wanted the balloons to give to my uncle.
Oh, which uncle?
Uncle Zayas.
Uncle Zayas. And there it goes, Miss Dariah Lisa Wells. So thank you for coming. You have a good... Bye. That was Little Miss Worth It, Dariah Lisa Wells, with us. And you heard it from her own mouth that she ate 5 bagels.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Einstein bagels, your bagels are the best. Well, guys, it has been an awesome show. And before we close, this was our first show that we're going to 2 hours. Let me put it that way. But today, we're only doing an hour of the reflection of Justice from A to Z, and we want to thank everyone who shared with us. But as we bring it to a close, we want to touch base on 2 things. We want to touch base on where we're going in our future, and then we want you to listen to another clip from Justice from A to Z. And so we're going to start with our future, what our future looks like. And I gave you a little glimpse of that because I told you that we were going to be having our 2015 A to Zayas toy giveaway, and you have been invited to be a major part of that event. So, guys, let's talk about where the organization is going. We just had our annual planning meeting, and it was really a great meeting. And I want to publicly, in front of all of our listeners and all of our viewers, when you see this, thank our trainers, those who came prepared and just put forth the great training. So we want to thank, one, CC, our administrative executive. She had a great training for our mentors. And CC, tell us a little bit about, you know, our mentor training.
Well, we have collected information to have a Mentor Connect manual, and it covers everything from breaking the ice, what is a mentor, how to set goals, what our organization is founded on. It's not just about the fun and bells and whistles of the events, but actually getting the children on task at their goal levels. And it gives them a collection of resources to make that simple, make that task very simple. But we have some very willing and some very talented members of the organization as mentors.
Yes, yes. And, guys, look, she did a phenomenal job, you know, presenting the training before all of our members. And here's one of the good things that's new for Justice from A to Z. We train all of our members to be mentors. And that is such a great thing because even if they're not assigned to a youth at this time, who's to say they may not be used for a backup or they may not come to one of the Mentor Connect programs and then they can interact with them. And so we do have our mentor program, and everyone has been able to go through part 1 and part 2 of the mentor training. So, CC, we want to thank you for all the hard work that you've put in and you continually put in for Justice from A to Zayas. It is without a doubt that we know that you stand not only for Zayas, but you stand for justice and for the cause that we stand behind with the Justice from A to Zayas organization. So we want to say hoo-hoo to our CC Carr.
Thank you.
And You're quite welcome. And we also want to acknowledge our marketing director, Mr. Sean Williams. I tell you, he put a good training on for us. He had us thinking and clowning and laughing, and he also let us know how much we didn't know about the technology world. So, Sean, tell us a little bit about your training.
For those who aren't as excited about how social media is used or could be used or any information about social media, I turned it into a game and kind of created my own little family or A to Z feud. And just pretty much gave a lot of information that you probably didn't know about social media and what companies and what organizations or what apps are used and how they've been bought out and so forth and so on. And then also just kind of brought awareness to the use of brands and how much knowledge you have about different brands and impact of having a positive brand can make on, even if you just saw a small picture of a brand or a piece of a brand, how much you know about that brand. So it was a wealth of knowledge just about the importance of social media and branding.
And thank you so much, because it was amazing. It was awesome. And we want to send a big hooray for our marketing director, who is always on his toes trying to make sure that we're out there, that people know that we're out there, and, you know, teaching us how to make sure that people know who we are, not because we want a pat on the back, but we want people to join us to know that we're out here trying to make a difference. And so, Sean, we thank you for that. I mean, when I say it was a wealth of knowledge, guys, look, when it came to the branding, oh, my goodness, I was so ashamed. Well, I wasn't really ashamed. I didn't feel bad, but I should have felt bad. And I actually kept my page and wrote down so I can really start paying attention, because, I mean, I don't watch TV as if obsessive, but I watch television. And I didn't even know the H&M brand, and I love H&M. Now, how pathetic is that? Yes, indeed, I tell you.
100.
However, Sean, you have made me aware, and I promise you, at the next game, buddy, I'm going to be ready for you. How about that one?
That was the purpose.
And Sean, thank you for not putting me on the spot, because I'll tell my own story, though, but when I looked at it, he looked at my face. I looked at the paper. I looked up, he looked at me, I looked at him, and I just let him know he could take my paper right then and there, because I did not have a clue. When I tell you, that was a good game. So we thank you so much, Sean, for that. And we also have our compliance officer on the line who, like I told you, be regulating, making sure we stay in accordance with the laws when it regards to a nonprofit organization. So, Eulalia, can you just tell us a little bit about your training as well? Tell the audience, you know, what you brought to the table for Justice from A to Zayas.
Okay. Well, my training was more of a what's going to happen soon. We are entering election season, and as representatives of a nonprofit organization, we are constantly talking to people and speaking to people. So with that being said, as we represent our organization, we have to be very careful during this time of year as what to say and what not to say, and how we actually handle endorsements and being endorsed by political candidates. So it was an opportunity to give information on what we can do and what we cannot do, and also looking into some of the ways that we can help the community at this time, and then getting people out to vote could be another avenue that we're able to help the community and impact the lives of others by giving them a chance to exercise their given right to vote for those who may not be able to get to the polls. So that's what my training was about.
And it was very informative, and we definitely appreciate you for that, because we want to make sure that we are not doing the wrong thing. So we are so excited that we have those things in place. We have those coordinators in place, such as Eulalia Hall, our compliance officer, to make sure that we're, as an organization, staying on one accord. And we want you to understand who we are so that you can know that, you know, what we do is real and our mission is real and what we stand for is real. And so we want to make sure that everything is in place to make sure that our organization is dotting every I and crossing every T. And our compliance officer, Yolele Hall, was spectacular and bringing forth that information and keeping us on track. So hoo, hoo, hoo to Yolele Hall. Thank you so much. And before I go on to our next member, I want to say, I told you guys I was going to look it up, and I did. It's Alpha Gamma Sorority. Yeah, Alpha Gamma, and it's something else. I can't read that. But Sorority, we want to send a shout out to you for your donation. I mean, when I put it out there, they were like on top of it, and they wanted to partner with us in making sure that our young people were able to kick off their summer. And so we want to thank you, Alpha Gamma Sorority. So I did look it up, guys. That's the beauty of social technology, as you can see and you guys can hear. I can right here look stuff up when I have forgotten, like I did. And so going forward with Ada Zayas in the future, I just want to give you guys a little bit about our vision, and then we want to have our board chairman reflect on our annual meeting and where he see us going. And so the Justice from Ada Zayas envisions a time when the preservation of life is a common focal point of concern for American citizens and their law enforcement officers, a society where communities and police officers coexist as trusted partners, vested in the sustainment of a more perfect union through education, developmental, and training programs that bridges the gap between the classroom, the cultures, the institutions, and together we can define our homeland. We are about, we envision a time where the police aren't attacking us and we're not attacking them, but we're coming together to attack what's wrong, to stand against what is wrong. And there was an amazing testimony today in my worship service where a minister talked about him and ministers going before. Wasn't that in Detroit, in Baltimore, Gary?
Baltimore, Maryland, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, so in Baltimore, Maryland, how they got out there and marched, and at the end of the march, pretty much, basically, the police was behind them marching, and even the gang members, excuse me, guys, even the gang members, you know, stood with them, you know, was excited to have them out there and appreciative to know that praying men were out there to help to make a difference. And so we as a people, all of us must come together. And so as we go forth, that is our vision from Justice from A to Z. And so, Gary, tell us, are you still with us, Board Chairman?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So tell us, can you give us a little bit about our annual planning meeting, basically what you receive from it and what you're expecting for our organization going forward?
Basically what I received from it is, you know, it was just a perfect time for everybody to come together and plot, plan, and strategize, as well as put some things in order. So that's pretty much what we did, and it was cool just to fellowship for a couple hours with a lot of people that we've been working with, and just seeing other people's views and ideas when it comes to working with some of the kids and stuff like that.
And so, great. And so with that, you know, being able to come together, strategize, and plan, what do you expect from the organization going forward?
I expect, you know, just more success. And easier, because everybody will kind of be on the same page, going through the same format of things. So I just see things getting better, and not saying better as if it was bad or anything like that, but just better as in being more effective in the community and maybe getting a little bit more things done faster,
mm-hmm.
as well as not being at risk of being in trouble or anything like that, as we learn with compliance. Which was probably the most important part of the meeting.
Right.
Things we can and can't do as far as when it comes to politics and just being out in the community on a day-to-day basis as well.
Right, great. Yeah, and I totally agree with you. It's just awesome to know that, you know, our vision, our mission and our vision is really, you know, coming together. The pieces of the puzzle are coming together, and we plan to do a whole lot more in the future. We will continue our other events that we've had, such as the A to Zayas Fall into Fashion Show, which is our major fundraiser. So you'll look for that to come out. I know all of you divas, you swaggers, you know, y'all coming out and y'all love to dress and impress, and we love to bring that to you, you know, just even with the younger generation, showing them how to dress and how to feel good about what you're wearing and all that. So we look forward to you participating in that. We look forward to you participating in our back-to-school drive and, you know, our fun in the park. Everything that we have going on, please take the time and be a part, because that's what we are about. That's what we're trying to do. And so as you can see, just from hearing the different clips, Darren Henson and, you know, the rally, we out there standing for injustices. We're not just about getting together, turning up. We're about getting out here in these streets and inspiring and impacting lives and helping those that are less fortunate and feeding the hungry. We've done that too, guys. We didn't even bring on that. We've been out there. We went and partnered with some different organizations and fed the hungry, fed those people that didn't have anything to eat. We've drove through the neighborhoods and gave out water on a hot steamy day last year, which we're going to do again this year. Just did a water drive and went out there and hand out water. So it's so much that we're doing as we also still stand against injustice. We want to impact the lives of people. And so I want to thank you guys for just coming on and you know, let's do a major past, present, future reflection of Justice from A to Zayas. And we're so proud of now getting our organization to, you know, to have a major desire, like we're grouping together and we see what it is we really want to accomplish. And so for those of you who are not a part of our organization, but you know that you want to make an impact, please go to www.adazayas.com and put in where you want to volunteer for one of our events or volunteer for, you know, whatever it is, whatever we have going on, please, please join us in volunteering. And we want to thank everyone who have partnered with us, who have shown their gratitude, who have put in their time since September 2013 to this very moment. We want to thank you for what you have done, and everything that you have done have made us get to this point. So we want you to know that we appreciate you, and we want you to join us I want you to be tuned in, because we're going to be doing different shows, not just Miss Worth It Speaks, but Miss Worth It Speaks will definitely be coming to you live every Sunday. But we also have some other shows that will be coming to you, so we want you to definitely keep us in mind, keep us plugged in, and check us out. But we will be with you next Sunday, next Sunday, June 21st, we know it's Father's Day, but when you done ate all that good food and hung out with your dad, please join us with the Waves of the Movement, and we're going to talk to some fathers about what their take is, too, about these Waves of the Movement and your personal effects and to affect change. And our co-host is going to be none other than our consultant for our organization, Miss Aisha Hassan, who actually brought another little training to us on yesterday, you know, just reflecting on the importance of knowing about your organization. And we want to thank you, Aisha, if you're listening. We really appreciate you doing all that you do for Justice from A to Zayas. So I want to thank you, Sean Williams, our marketing director, for being with us today. We want to thank you, Lelia Hall, our compliance officer today. We want to thank our board chairman, Mr. Gary Green, for being with us today, and none other than our co-star, Ms. CeCe Carr. We want to thank you for being with us. And as we close today, I want you to listen to a final clip, because I want you to understand and know that it is clear that what we do is necessary when we have celebrities endorsing our efforts, and when we have business people, and when we have just our local people who really leaders who make a difference supporting our efforts. So thank you, guys. Give your closing remarks to the audience. CeCe Carr.
I just like to say that we have hands to have them working and feet to have them moving. So if you're not doing something, then you are wasting the valuable commodity that you have before you.
Yes. Oh, awesome. Woo. I know y'all heard her because I sure did. You are wasting. Say that one more time for us, CeCe. Girl, you be hitting them with them things now.
You are wasting the valuable commodities that you have at your disposal. You're wasting them.
Yes, the valuable commodity that you have. Don't waste it. Give us your closing remarks, Sean Williams.
Yeah, just continue to follow the movement and get involved, you know, get involved with what we're doing or start something yourself, you know what I mean? It's just...
yes, that's awesome.
Gifts. Yeah, you've been given gifts, so take advantage of those gifts and give back.
Stop wasting your commodity. Got gifts? Use your gifts, Sean Williams said. Thank you, Sean. Eulalia Hall, any closing remarks for our audience today?
Yes, and it goes along with the lines of what Ms. CeCe Carr and Mr. Sean Williams have said. We need to also realize that even though we might be doing well right now, we are just one incident away from being where some of the people are that we are going out to help. And that's something
wow. Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness, one incident. That's right. You're here at this moment. But guess what? You need to make this moment count because you don't know what the next moment entails for you. Thank you so much, Eulalia. That was powerful. And our board chairman, Mr. Gary Green, any closing remarks to our audience today?
Keep your head up, love life, have fun in life, and, you know, help others out. You know what I mean? And if you're not going to be a part of the solution, then don't complain about the problem.
Woo! When I tell you my board members, they off the chain. You heard it. If you're not going to be a part of the solution, oh, my goodness, I stop. Y'all heard them. You heard them. And if you didn't, if you missed it, check out this video. Yes, go to our Facebook. Sean, tell them where to find this video at. Yes, because they're going to need to go and hear this last part. If they don't hear nothing else, they need to hear y'all closing remarks.
You can find this video on to go to YouTube and type in Zohar, E-I-N-C, E-I-N-C. Or you can find it on our Facebook page, A to Zayas. You can go to the search bar and type in A to Zayas. It'll be on our Facebook page as of next week.
Thank you. And so you heard it straight from the marketing director's mouth because you need to go back and hear that a couple of times. And I want to tell you as I close before we play RL, an R&B group, and their endorsement for Justice from A to Zayas, I want to tell you to love, inspire, and value life. And not just your life, but the life of everyone. Here goes. Thank you all for joining us. This has been Miss Worth It Speaks.
There's a lot of injustices going on. Everybody knows that. Us as a community have to come together, stand up, and unite. Right now, I want to speak to you about Justice for Zayas. A lot of senseless things be going on in the community, and we have to come together so we can stop all this. Hashtag Justice for Zayas. I'm telling you, come along. It's a journey we all need to be on together because we need to lift each other up, pick each other up, keep each other going. Justice for Zayas. I'm all around. Peace.
Justice for Zayas, hashtag justice for all, hashtag Black Lives Matter, hashtag LIV, live life, hashtag your girl, Miss Worth It Speaks.